The chair of the state's Democratic Party, Jay Jacobs, found himself on the defensive after a leaked email revealed a proposal that could weaken minor parties backed by progressive Democrats and strengthen the state's conservative party. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
In the email to a commission formed to create a public campaign financing system for New York elections, Democratic Party Chair Jacobs proposed changing the qualifications for minor parties to automatically earn a place on the ballot. That email was first reported in the New York Times. Currently, if a minor party receives 50,000 votes in a gubernatorial election held every 4 years, its members don't have to go through a cumbersome petition process to be on the ballot the next time. In the email, Jacobs asked the commission's attorney whether the threshold could be much higher and require that a party receive 250,000 votes every 2 years instead of every 4 years in order to automatically be included on the ballot. Jacobs is also the de facto chair of that commission. Speaking to reporters in Buffalo after a public hearing held by the commission, Jacobs acknowledged that he does want to raise the threshold for parties to be automatically included on the ballot.
I am going to propose a dramatic increase in that threshold. What level that goes to, I don't know.
The proposal would harm left-leaning parties, including the Working Families Party and the Green Party, who in the past have not received 250,000 votes in a governor's race. If they find it harder to get on the ballot, they'll have fewer opportunities to cross-endorse candidates. The Green Party runs its own candidates, but the Working Families Party often cross-endorses Democratic candidates, signaling to voters that the candidate's views are to the left of the mainstream Democratic Party. But the change would benefit the state's conservative party, which often cross-endorses Republicans and has met the 250,000-vote threshold in past gubernatorial races. The conservative party differs with the Democrats on nearly every major public policy issue, but Jacobs says he can't be concerned about that.
I can't be driven by outcome. In other words, I can't take a look at each party and say, well, they can make it, they can't make it, and do it that way. That's not appropriate. I got to do it in a way, the proposal, that is. I create that proposal in a way that I think balances the need to have minor parties with the credibility of those minor parties.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has been feuding with the Working Families Party, which in 2018 snubbed the governor and endorsed Cuomo's Democratic primary rival, Cynthia Nixon. Jacobs says his proposal has nothing to do with any disagreement Cuomo may have with a political party, and he says he's not carrying water for the governor. Cuomo, speaking at an unrelated event at LaGuardia Airport, says he's remaining neutral, but he concedes that politics is fueling some of the commissioner's decisions, calling the process politics on steroids. And he did not disagree with Jacobs' idea. The governor says the larger issue is that cutting down on the number of parties who qualify for the ballot will save taxpayers money when the public finance system is enacted.
If you have 7 political parties in the state, and you go to public financing, which is the goal, you could potentially be financing 1,000 candidates per election cycle.
Advocates and experts who have studied public campaign finance systems say the number of political parties that appear on the ballot does not have to increase costs. In New York City's decades-old public finance system, which is largely viewed as successful, the money follows the individual candidate, regardless of how many parties might endorse them. Jacobs' idea to increase the requirements for ballot access for political parties caught the attention of Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren. Warren, in a tweet, said the proposal attacks the Working Families Party and will only benefit Republicans. No Democrat should allow this to pass, she wrote. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.